welcome to The Morning Mix. This is Jude Robinson, and I'm here with my lovely co-host, Christy Dilloway.
It's a special girl show.
It sure is. We're going to try to bring in some male voices in some way, but yep. So it's a lot of estrogen this morning, so get ready.
Poor Bob running the board.
Secrets.
He's in the midst.
Yes. So, Christy, let's get started. What's happening as far as weather for planning our fantastic weekend?
Well, we're at 46 degrees right now. We're headed to a high today of 71, so not bad. Low tonight of 40, mostly clear. Some isolated thunderstorms today, but it's only a 20% chance, so I'm not going to worry about that. Sunny over the weekend, but Sunday I'm showing a chance of showers. The highs are 69, 70, lows are 39. So
sounds like a lovely weekend.
Yeah, it's perfect hiking weather.
It is.
And as I saw, there was a clip on Facebook yesterday from Saturday Night Live where the ladies were saying it. Sweater weather, sweater weather.
Oh,
sweater
nice.
Weather. We had to repeat that a lot at my house last night. Sweater weather.
Now, let me ask you a question. Do you happen to believe in fairies?
No.
Well, there's a fairy forest on the Mirror Lake Highway at mile marker 17, and it started in 1997, and they are actually cleaning it up.
Cleaning the fairies?
Cleaning up the fairy forest.
Like getting rid of it or
no,
just
what they're
dusting
because it's turned into quite the Twitter thing. It's become the Twitter of the forest. And a lot of people were going up there tagging rocks and painting rocks. And the people who had initially started it have been reaching out, and they are doing a lot of volunteer work on their own to go clean up the fairy forest.
So it's not just some miniature little, I love those little miniature things where there's like a little house and little stairs.
It started out like that. You can go see it. The U.S. Forest Service is in support of cleaning it up and will do whatever they can if you're up there working. But they have people up there working all the time. So you might want to just grab a few things and go check it out. Maybe we can meet up at the Army-Navy surplus store again.
Would we wear fairy outfits?
I think so.
I think that makes it much more fun.
Well, we've got a lot going on this morning on the show. I just want to run through that. We've got Stacy Board, an amazing musician, followed by Christy and I. We're going to do the weekend events and tell you everything that's happening in the city over the weekend. And then we will be back with Ginger Reese, who's here to talk to us, who will be in to talk to us from Park City's Dine About, which is returning again this coming month, starting tomorrow. And then our final guests this morning are Suzanne Wagner and Jason Smith, who will be here speaking to us about shades of intimacy. And just a little fun thing there, Suzanne is a professional psychic, so tune in and see what's already going to happen that she has seen.
She can let us know.
Yes.
Perfect.
So we'll hear from a few of our fantastic underwriters, and we will be back with Stacy Board.
Explore the place where Olympic dreams came true in 2002. Utah Olympic Park is open daily from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Stroll through the free Alf Ingin Ski Museum and Eccles 2002 Olympic Winter Games Museum, or take a guided tour and learn the inner workings and remarkable stories of this amazing Olympic venue.
Utah Olympic Park is a nonprofit organization dedicated to providing winter sport and recreation opportunities and a KPCW supporter.
Explore the place where Olympic dreams came true in 2002. Utah Olympic Park is open daily from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Stroll through the free Alf Ingin Ski Museum and Eccles 2002 Olympic Winter Games Museum, or take a guided tour and learn the inner workings and remarkable stories of this amazing Olympic venue.
Utah Olympic Park is a nonprofit organization dedicated to providing winter sport and recreation opportunities and a KPCW supporter.
Morning Mix, September 30th. I'm Christy Dilloway with my co-host Jude Robinson, and we are joined in studio by our live local musician today, Stacy Board. Welcome, Stacy.
Thank you.
Thanks for having me. Thanks for joining us, and we're going to have a few songs by you. Do you want to tell us a little bit about your first, what you'll play first?
Well, I've just had a writing spurt this last little while, so I'm really excited about some new songs. I will play this one for you, and you can tell me what it's about.
Is this the premiere?
Cool.
Not exactly, but it's sort of close to the
broadcast premiere.
It's butterflies in the fingers, close enough to the premiere. So
awesome!
Yeah. Ooh, I like that.
Fear is a good thing.
Butterflies in the fingers.
All right, Stacy Board live on the Morning Mix.
Wow. Thank you so much. You were in that moment. You were truly transformed.
Thank you.
That was absolutely beautiful. You sound fantastic this morning, and I love that song.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
So, Stacey, I've seen you around town for quite a long time.
Apparently, and last it's night been a really long time.
Yeah. I used to work at the River Horse, yeah. I was saying, in 2004, and
yeah.
You played there often.
Yeah.
And last night you were at Silver Star.
Yes.
And where else do we see you currently or coming
up? You know,
up?
We're actually working really hard on getting everyone's time for a recording, but I am back at the Silver Star towards the end of October, on the 27th. So I'll definitely be back there then. I'll be bouncing around Snowbird here, there, and who knows where I'll pop up. I'm always
When you say we, we're getting together, who's we?
Well, I have this amazing group of players that I'm really excited to make a recording with. Melissa Warner plays some electric guitar and has an angelic voice. And it's great because it's so opposite of mine. It's like the if I'm, we joke and say like, she's country and I'm rock and roll or whatever. I'm Donnie, she's Marie. But it's a really nice compliment.
I didn't want to age myself by saying that to Donnie and Marie.
Yeah. Maybe I should have worked on a better metaphor.
Followed by Fantasy Island.
Yeah. Yeah, I did actually. A very small, tiny child. But and then Lance Lee is this amazing melodic bass player. And whenever I play with him, he just adds so much texture and so much amazing. He doesn't just sit there and play the bass. And then, of course, Jamie Dalton could sit down and make a recording with me, having probably never heard the songs before. He can just read my mind. I mean, these guys can just read my mind.
I wonder if he can read my mind. Yeah. Can he read anybody's mind or just yours?
I haven't asked because I'm afraid that if he can read everyone's mind, he might leave me. I don't know.
That was fantastic. What can you play for us next? I can't wait to hear the next one.
I'm going to play a little sassier one.
Yay. The sass.
There's a lot of sass in this room. Yes. We can handle it.
Good.
We've got Bob here with us. He can handle the sass.
You okay with that, Bob?
Yes.
I am just going to take one little sip of water.
Help yourself. And then when we'd also like to hear when you come after this, just something where we can find you online.
Oh, you bet. And when I cast you out, and when you let me down, I recognize it's so familiar ground. Chapter and verse will get worse, 'cause when you're lost, you're found. I recognize it's so familiar ground. All you will do is pull their string, hear them sing, woohoo, singing like Sunday. They're on their way, woohoo, be there another day. When you pull them in, as unoriginal as sin, I see the line is not as long for the siren song. Woohoo, sing it like Sunday. It's far too little, too late. Yes, you're far too little, too late. And when I cast you out, I know beyond the shadow of a doubt what every good son never learns, prodigal returns. Woo-hoo, singing like Sunday. They're on their way.
Wow. Thank you so much. And what is your songwriting process, just quickly? And then, of course, we need to know where to find you.
Oh, boy. The songwriting process is so strange and mysterious. Sometimes they just show up, and you sit down and you pick up an instrument, and it just comes out. That's rare. And usually I have to clear away a whole bunch of time where there's nothing else going on, no other stimulus. I'm just quiet. I don't have a bunch of things on my plate to do.
That sounds hard.
I know. It can be really hard.
I don't know. I guess I'm not going to ever be a songwriter.
You'd be surprised. Then what can – I've often said that I should be a hermit in the desert living in an airstream, and then I would have nothing but opportunity to just sit and create.
I so feel that. I've had many times where I thought
it's just
being a hermit would be great.
Difficult. And then other times you start something – and it has some little kernel in it, and it can be years, literally, that you end up coming back to and go, oh, I know where that's supposed to go now. Or,
now I know what my song is about.
Yeah, exactly. And sometimes you don't even know what they're about after you've finished them. You're like, wait a minute. What is going on there? So maybe the psychic can help
me with
that. I
love that, though, because then the listener takes it and makes it their own. And then we think it's about what we made it.
Yeah.
Right.
Do people ever tell you how your song affected them?
Yeah.
And you're like, huh,
yeah.
I wrote that about going to get a drink from the refrigerator.
Yeah. Stuff
that's
in the blender.
Funny how you took that.
It's fascinating to me, and it's a huge compliment if they think or feel at all. So that is amazing to me that if they come back to me and say, your song made me cry or whatever
chills.
It was.
Your songs have given me chills. Quickly, because we'd love to hear one more song from you this morning. Tell us your website, and then we can hear one more song.
That would be great. You can find me on Facebook.com, Stacy Board Music. And you can
S-T-A-C-Y-E-Y.
Yes.
It's
like the Mickey Mouse song. It's S-T-A-C-E-Y-B-O-A-R-D.
Perfect.
So you can remember how to
say it. Again, we're going back to 70s television here. I love it.
Yes. And if I hear any melody once, then it's stuck in my head forever. So hopefully that'll work for
sweater weather now. Sweater weather.
Sweater weather. And sorry.
So that's perfect. No, it's okay. I just wanted to make sure we had time to hear one more song. And for your final song, you are changing instruments here as we speak.
Lucky Bob gets to change instruments here.
Yes. And you've got why don't you tell our listeners what you've just, you were playing a six-string guitar, and you've now?
I have now changed over to the mandolin.
Mm-hmm.
So
you use that in a lot of your songs.
I've started to. It's really fun. I accidentally had some time to kill at a friend's house in Boise. She's a musician also, Nicole Blaze. Yay, Blaze and Kelly. And she had work to do, and I was there waiting for the day until we had a gig in the evening. And so she had a bunch of instruments sitting around. I picked up the mandolin and wrote a song that day.
I love the sound of the mandolin.
It's like, that's ridiculous.
Go to the desert or go to Boise. Either of those could clear your
forest.
Schedule.
Yes.
If you have,
and what else are you going to do?
It is kind of funny. When you're a full-time touring musician, you have a lot of downtime.
Mm.
Huh. So sometimes that's the way it works.
Maybe it's kind of that hermit fantasy.
I think I'd have a hermit fantasy. I think you're absolutely right. I think you're right.
Yes. So what do you want to tell us what you're going to play, or let us figure it out?
This is a really new song also called Waterline. And this is one of those, too, where some of the songs on the new record, I'm very happily married woman who got super lucky with the sweetest man on earth. But I swear, I just wrote a breakup record. I mean, there's a lot
sometimes
of these songs that are coming from
happen.
Somewhere.
Maybe because you're
she
on the planet,
it.
You know about it.
So there's just something, I mean, that has nothing to do with my real life a lot. So
it's
real life got boring for me as a songwriter a long time ago. So it's a lot more fun to make stuff up.
Way to reach.
Yeah,
let's hear it.
Go.
Let's hear you break up, but not really.
But not really.
Show me the circumstance. Remind me the reason I fell in love. Thought it mattered. Show you the consequence. Hold it light in your hand. Open it up, and it is scattered. And all you think you know doesn't reach the waterline of the well below. You can pray for rain, but don't you dare believe things are gonna change. Yeah. You say you compromise, you bite your tongue. I say you desire the taste of blood. Some say the love dries up. I say one drop of water can turn the tide. We need a flood. And only think you know doesn't reach the water line well below. You can pray for rain, but don't you dare believe. Don't you dare believe. Don't you dare. Don't you dare, don't you dare believe. Don't you dare, don't you dare, don't you dare believe. No, you can't explain, doesn't reach the waterline, swirls the drain. You can pray for. Don't you dare believe that all you think you know doesn't reach the waterline well below. You can pray for rain, but don't you dare believe. Don't you dare believe things are gonna change.
Thank you so much, Kristen.
Been listening to Stacey Board live on The Morning Mix. I would have thought that was about the floods in Louisiana. See, I wouldn't have known that was a breakup song.
And that's what it's about.
We all take it where we want, right?
Yes. Well, thank you so much. We've been listening to Stacey Board, and you can find her online, and also sounds like she's around town, and you've got everything listed on your Facebook page.
I do.
I have seen that. So when we come back, we will be here with Ginger Reese.
Support for KPCW comes from Crandall Capital with New Park Town Center. With urban amenities and services and home to restaurants, shops, entertainment, lodging, and residences. More information about New Park Town Center at 801-303-5440. Rocky Mountain Power is proud to support KPCW and this green earth. Rocky Mountain Power offers cash incentives for energy-efficient appliances, HVAC equipment, insulation, and other improvements for your home. Rocky Mountain Power offers more ways to save energy and money at WattSmart.com.
This is Dr. Phil Davidson of Davidson Orthopedics, proud KPCW sponsor of Cool Science Radio. Have you been told you need a total knee or shoulder joint replacement? Information about alternatives is available on our website at DavidsonOrthopedics.com.
Sang out a tune, would you stand up and walk out on me? Lend me your ears and I'll sing you a song, and I'll try not to sing out of key. Oh, I get by with a little help from my friends.
I'll get by with a little help from our friends. We're back at the Morning Mix, September 30th. This is Christy Dilloway, co-host Jude Robinson. We're going to do weekend events. Tonight is the gallery stroll on Historic Main Street. It goes from 6 to 9 p.m., and it's free and open to everyone.
Tonight is also Park City's high school's homecoming game at Dozier Field. There is a tailgate at the Park City High parking lot from 5 to 6:30 prior to the game, and the game time is 6 p.m. Go Miners!
Park City Film Series presents Captain Fantastic at the Jim Sani Auditorium. It's Friday and Saturday nights at 8 and Sunday at 6.
I love that movie. I've seen it. And then there's the thriller by Odyssey Dance Theater at the Egyptian Theater out this weekend and next. It's a ghoulish dance of monsters and maniacs intended for audiences aged 12 and up. It shows nightly 7:30 and 6 p.m. on Sundays.
Live music tonight. Check out Elliot and Gabriel at Silver Star Cafe, Candy's River House at the Cabin, Smells Like Teen Spirit at the Spur, Dueling Pianos at Molly Bloom's, Big Blue Ox at the Cabin also, and tonight is annual White Party at Park City Live with Thomas Gold and DJ Dolph, also DJ Brisk at the Downstairs. That's tonight.
Wow, that's a lot of music. And if you missed that and want to hear it again, we will have a podcast. You can go back and listen to Christy.
Important to note. Yes. Thank you.
And Saturday, let's move to Saturday, the Wives of Park City Police Department ask you to join them in showing appreciation for law enforcement's officers by painting the town blue, which means decorating your home or business blue for the day. From 12 to 2, you can swing by the market and personally thank each police officer, or a lot of them.
At Park City Mountain Resort tomorrow, join the Worldwide Photo Walk. This is the world's largest simultaneous photo walk. It's from 10:30 to 1. Photo buffs of all skill levels can stroll from Park City Mountain Resort to Old Town, capturing photos of the town and of the season. So you meet at 10:30 at the Legacy Lodge, and you end up at the Brew Pub around 1:15. It's free to participate.
That sounds fun.
Yeah.
And then out in Camas, celebrate Recycle Utah's 7th Annual Harvest Festival at High Star Ranch from noon to 5. Enjoy local food and drink, wagon rides, activities for kids, plus local music and crafts. It's free and open to the public.
Park City Film Series, in partnership with the Books to Movies series, Park City Library, and Summit County Library at Kimball Junction, present the film Fantastic Mr. Fox. It's Saturday at 4 p.m. It's a free screening intended for young viewers and young readers, plus their caregivers.
Excellent. And for live music in town, try Pixie and the Party Grass Boys at Silver Star Cafe or Dueling Pianos at Molly Bloom's out at DeGioia Center at the Harvest Festival. The lineup includes Shay Zuro.
I'm guessing.
Corey Mon, Talia Keys, and Moki. There's no N.
Sunday, while the weather holds out, I'd say it's a nice day to take a drive out to Midway and the Homestead Resort and check out their Scarecrow Festival. They're set up by local businesses, and you get to vote for your favorite one. Or you can scare up the legend of Sleepy Hollow on a horse-drawn wagon ride at Soldier Hollow. Family-friendly event for all ages. Check the dates and times at GoHeberValley.com.
Excellent. Well, that sounds like a really fantastic weekend that we've got in store. Now, coming back, let's make sure our morning weekend music events is done. And it is. Thanks, Bob. But we've got Bob here. And just to note, J-Dub is out of the office today, out of studio. He's attending a wedding in Kentucky. Obviously.
Horse country.
Of course, wearing a huge hat, I'm sure.
Oh,
no doubt.
Yeah. Oh, I can just envision him with a really pretty wide brim hat, maybe a bow.
Absolutely. We came up with some ideas
listening.
As we were chatting.
I hope he's got a podcast listen, at least.
Now joining us in the studio, we've got Ginger Reese, who's here to talk to us about Park City's Dineabout, and that has returned.
Hello. So, thank you.
Welcome, Ginger.
Welcome, Ginger.
Thanks for having me.
Yes, and tell us about this Dineabout.
So this is the 4th annual Park City Area Dineabout, and basically it's a 9-day dining event. We have over 20 restaurants, and they're offering a variety of price points. So some are offering a $10 two-course lunch or a $15 two-course lunch, and then others are offering a $20 or $40 three-course dinner. So some amazing deals during the next 9 days.
Wow, and I want to fill in why we're doing this, but I would like for you to tell us why we're doing this.
Well, it's a great way to showcase the different dining options that we have in the area. It's a great way to attract fall business to our local restaurants. And then, of course, for us locals, we get to get out and taste some of our favorites and try some new ones.
And, so I will throw this in, we are locals. We live here. Mm-hmm. We get a lot of tourists that come through. And we have the opportunity, all of us, to be stewards for those who come into our town and support each other.
Absolutely.
And those who are coming here. So it's an incredible opportunity to get out and see the locals during this downtime and then also support those that come in and support our town.
Absolutely. It's a beautiful time to be in the Park City area with all the fall colors. And this is just a compliment to everything about our amazing resorts.
I've definitely taken advantage of the lunch specials in the past years because I like to go do my lunch dates in the spring and the fall, you know, when you're not crazy busy at work. And that's when you kind of do your catch up and stuff. And so I've done a lot of the lunch dates.
And there's very fantastic wine pairings with meals as well, right?
Absolutely. Some are offering wine pairings. So you can go to parkcityrestaurants.com, and if they have a set menu for the promotional period, you can see that. However, some of them are changing it up daily. So if you don't see a menu listed, that may be why. They're going to offer you something different every day. So definitely get out and enjoy.
And the website is, tell us that website.
The website is parkcityrestaurants.com.
Okay.
Are there too many to list right now, or how many are participating?
So we have over, we have 25 restaurants participating.
Okay, that's a lot.
So that's a lot. But you can, again, jump onto our website. You can see what price point any individual restaurant is offering, and then again, their menu as well. So get out and enjoy. It's a great time.
Where will you be? Which restaurants are you most excited to hit?
She's going to be at all of them.
I'll be at all of them. To be politically correct, I'll be at all of them.
Okay.
She only has 9 days.
Yeah,
she has to have, she has to have lunch like 4 times a day.
Exactly.
That must be why you got the job, right?
Because so I could just eat and drink my way through.
All the time.
Absolutely.
You're a foodie.
She's like Moby Dick. Everywhere.
Everywhere you want to be, yes. All right. Well, thank you so much, Ginger. And is there anything else that you want to tell us about this event that we definitely need to know?
No, I just encourage everybody to get out and support their local restaurants and take advantage of these amazing price points.
Yep.
Because to be able to dine at some of these restaurants at these price points, it's a great opportunity.
Tell us again the price ranges. Lunch is from what to what?
Lunch is a $10 two-course lunch or $15. Mm. And dinner is $20 or $40 three-course dinner.
Awesome.
And again, some of them are offering wine and beer pairings as well.
Right. And
love
it's that. 9 days.
It's 9 days. It starts on Saturday, October 1st, and goes through the 9th.
And all of the restaurants are listed. So if you really plan, you should be able to eat all of your meals at one of these within that amount of time.
Absolutely. Yeah.
That'd be cool.
Yeah.
If you just, it was a contest. Let's do a contest. Is there a contest?
No, but maybe we should add that next year.
I think that's an excellent
idea. Like an Instagram
idea.
Photo thing,
yeah.
You know, like
yes.
Check
yeah.
In.
Yes.
I like it. I like it.
I did that. With Deer Valley, or we did that with the Deer Valley Music Fest this summer and won. We won.
See? It's a good idea.
Yeah.
Thank you for the suggestion.
You heard it here.
It's a marketing brainstorming. All right. Thank you, Ginger.
Thanks for having me. Get out and eat.
You bet.
Join Utah Opera for Bizet's beloved masterpiece, Carmen, filled with passion, jealousy, and betrayal. Experience the story of Don Jose, a soldier who throws away his career and sweetheart for the beguiling gypsy Carmen. Bizet's Carmen, October 8th through 16th at Capitol Theater. For all Utah Opera performances, visit utahopera.org. The Utah Symphony, Utah Opera is a nonprofit organization and a sponsor of KPCW.
Hi, I'm Aaron Harmston from Park City Mountain and proud supporter of KPCW. New this winter, Park City Mountain introduces Epic Mix Time, part of the Epic Mix app that reports on lift line wait times on the mountain. More information on Epic Mix time and other Epic Mix functionality can be found at parkcitymountain.com.
Welcome to the Morning Mix. Boy, we are having all kinds of fun here today with JW out. I'm clicking buttons like crazy. Buttons I've not clicked in a long time. What are you up to that's new now, Christy?
I'm just sitting over here like I always do.
Yes, you do.
Smiling, so dancing to the music,
wearing
bringing
shorts
in the guests.
Today.
I know, I thought I'd just
long
push it.
Legs. Well, we are joined now in studio with Suzanne Wagner and Jason Smith. Welcome. Hi there.
Hi.
So tell us about the Shades. You're here to talk to us about the Shades of Intimacy workshop that you have.
Absolutely.
Tell us what that means this morning. And also, you're very brave, Jason. We've had, other than Bob, and we played some music by the Beatles. You guys are the only male energy that we've had. So it's quite the female morning.
There is a lot of feminine energy in this building. I noticed.
In the building. We're taking over the building.
Yes.
Well, the Shades of Intimacy workshop is a workshop for relationships, and what we're doing is we're talking about masculine, feminine typologies and doing exercises that are kind of like yogas of energy so that you can learn to work with your partner, you can open up intimacy, you can kind of dive into some places and lean into some edges that are a little uncomfortable, because I think that so often we don't know what the other person wants or we don't know how to communicate what we want, and so our workshop is designed to help you kind of get into those places that are a little difficult to talk about.
Very cool. And should we come with a partner or should we just go and find one in the workshop?
You can bring your partner, and a lot of people do bring their partners. A lot of people come single to figure out kind of what's going on in their relationship life and how to find the partner that they really deeply desire.
All right. So is it a hands-on workshop or is it more of an instruction type?
It's very hands-on. So we try and do exercises so that you actually get it in your body. It's one thing to talk about things, but it's a whole other thing to actually experience a shift in your awareness by embodying a particular archetype or actually working with a construct and actually have to move into that feeling and into that emotion. So that's what's really powerful about what we do, because so many times you go to these workshops that are a lot of lecture, and we don't actually like to do a lot of lecture. We definitely do questions and answers, and we try and address what are the issues of a particular couple or what they want to work on. But then we also try and create exercises for them that are specific to them, to their situation, that they can go home with or they can take during their lunch break and they can actually work on in their own private space.
Cool.
I just want to clarify, we're talking about intimacy, relationships, and hands-on. But this is an energy workshop, right?
Right.
Yes, there is no...
I was going
down
an entirely
different path. You know when you're listening to the
radio
and you're brushing your teeth or you're driving the car and you're like, I don't know, I picked up a few words and now I'm not sure.
But
let's
you're
clarify.
Tuned in for sure.
Yes, there is no nudity. There okay. is no actual sex, no inappropriate touching.
So it's delving into your energy as it relates to
It gets
your
very,
partner.
Very intimate energetically.
Okay.
You will definitely feel it in your body, but there's no inappropriate touching, no...
Will I cry?
Yes.
Okay.
Hopefully.
Yes. And you will laugh a lot, too. We bring a lot of humor. Otherwise, you just cry if you don't laugh.
I prefer to laugh
and yang.
A little.
Yes.
We find it's amazing how often people just don't stop and breathe with each other and actually look into each other's eyes and how intimate that is when you just stop and look into someone's eyes and breathe with them, and how frightening that actually is for some people that they actually have never done that for 5 whole minutes. And one of my teachers used to say, if you look into the eyes of somebody for 5 minutes and breathe with them, it is very, very intimate, and you will see your soulmate, because we are all the same. We're actually all the same. We are all one. We all have the same fears and hopes and sadnesses and issues. And that intimacy and allowing someone in, I think, is what intimacy is about. And I think the greatest gift that the feminine can give the masculine is allowing him to be inside her energy field and for her to open to him and to surrender in a certain way. But that's super scary to most women. It's very scary.
But on the other side of that is being masculine enough to take that walk without trying to overpower. So that is definitely a shared experience of both of those individuals. So not just the female needing to surrender, but the male being strong enough
to go. He needs to step up and be present. The modern masculinity in this age pretty much collapses at the slightest whiff of femininity, or it gets too pointed and, can I say this word, it gets rapey.
I was going to say, we don't know until you say it, and then it might be too late.
Yeah.
It's an overbearingness, or it's a running and just hiding.
Right.
So there's a yogic skills that we can learn to step up into the feminine and embody strength, presence, depth, direction from the heart.
Right. Yeah, that's the key, is moving the energy, the sexual energy, through the body, through all the chakras to the heart, and actually moving it from the heart, not just straight from a chakra. So a lot of people jump the gap. So they're pushing from one chakra, but it's not integrated completely. And it feels scary to other people, and it feels pushy, and it feels off. And it is off because it's actually not fully integrated. Mm-hmm. So we teach people how to move through there and breathe with that and notice what starts to come up and their own woundings and their own insecurities about not being good enough or whatever. And Jason, again, works with men privately too. So he has a men's modern warrior workshop where the men just work on learning how to stand and be men and what is a boundary and what is being a container for a family and a woman and what that's supposed to look like. And that helps tremendously also.
So where is this workshop happening and when?
It's happening at the Lodge at Stillwater at the Mayflower exit, and it's happening the 14th, 15th, and 16th. It's Friday, Saturday, and Sunday of October, and we would love to have you. We would love couples to come. It's $300 per person. That does not include lodging or food, but it's if you really want to work on your relationship and intimacy, I mean, couples come in and they come out changed, and they come really with a lot of issues and problems, and they're ready to break up, and they come in and it's within 2 days, it's a totally different couple.
Working on a relationship is much less, and investing in a relationship is much less expensive than breaking up a relationship.
Exactly.
And singles are welcome as well. We have quite a number of singles this time, single men and single women both. And we have to keep the workshop gender paired, so we have to have exactly the same number of men and women so that the exercises are balanced.
So if a person comes single, they'll get paired up with someone. Will they fall in love?
They'll work with everyone in the room.
Awesome. Oh, okay.
Everyone
okay.
works with everyone.
Gotcha.
You get to practice with everyone. So you're not going to be locked into one person the whole weekend that you maybe
you
don't
You would
like.
End up falling in love with.
Or
right?
falling in love with.
And breathe with. And how do people register and sign up?
You go to the website. It's www.jasonf, as in Frank, Smith, jasonfsmith.com, and you hit the Shades link for this event. There's a Shades of Intimacy link that'll take you to the registration page.
And you both do, is it psychic work or energy work, or what do you do elsewhere, and how do people tell us a little bit about that, your other practices?
So I'm a professional psychic, and I write articles for the Catalyst magazine, and so I am also a published author, and I teach classes on intuitive things such as tarot, numerology, palmistry, channeling, relationships, and so I do have a private practice, and I do readings in Salt Lake City, and I actually live in Northern California, but I'm here usually once every month to 6 weeks, and then you know we work one-on-one with couples when they're trying to work through things, and Jason also does that also.
Yeah, my specialty is the art of polarity, masculine and feminine embodiment. I obviously focus more on the masculine embodiment when I work specifically with men, but I work with both energies when I teach the Shades of Intimacy workshop. And I live over in Heber City. I'm married, have 3 kids, and I'm also an author. So.
How did you two connect? How did you two meet?
Oh, I've known him for almost 20 years. I mean, yeah. Mm-hmm. He came to me as a client at the beginning, and then, you know, we just became best friends.
That's great.
Yeah.
And the need that you're serving is incredibly needed, the masculine, feminine, because it's like things are a mess right now.
Yes,
they are. They really are.
But do you find that that's right now, or are we always sort of struggling to find a balance in society?
I think we probably always are, but more specifically now because women are really stepping up. I mean, we're about to have our first female president.
Fingers crossed.
And
you heard it.
That's from the psychics, right? And I mean, men don't know what to do with that, and women don't know what to do with that, and men are stepping into their feminine, and women are stepping into their masculine, and women are discovering that they can do anything equal to or better than men. And but what that does is that we're in new territory, and we're just learning how to navigate that. And women are trying to find their authentic feminine again within this position of new power and expression in the world. Again, and, a female president.
Right.
And anyone who's looked at Hillary can say that she's got a very, very strong masculine.
Mm-hmm. Right. And that can become very confusing because if you are a strong woman, suddenly you aren't feminine, and that's –
I think that's what they're holding against her.
Absolutely.
Well, but all women, we all go through that. Mm-hmm. If you right. show any strength, mm-hmm. so there's this weird shift that needs to happen that we mm-hmm. should be able to be strong without being in a challenge. It doesn't mean challenge. It just means
right.
that we each have an opportunity. Every human gets an opportunity to be strong mm-hmm. or not.
Yeah.
But it doesn't mean we want to have a fight about it.
Right. Well, and I think the standard for the feminine has been so incredibly harsh because we expect women to, and Hillary's the perfect example, because she has to be nice, but she has to smile the right way. And then she has to be pretty enough, but she has to be strong enough. And she has to, I mean, the expectations are so incredibly high on the feminine.
And they talk
right now.
About
she
what
has to do it in heels.
Yes.
And she has,
and
to, do
and she has to do it. They talk about her sexuality. She's mm-hmm. just not hot enough.
Right.
Right. Which is so stupid, but that would never have happened for a male president.
We haven't talked about whether Donald's hot or not.
I don't think anybody
think
really
need
needs to.
You know what I yeah. think.
Oh, Chris. That comb over.
Not to get a little controversial here, but I might as well
throw
do
it
that.
In.
One of the things that I think that there is an authentic disconnect in Hillary to her authentic feminine power.
Agreed.
She's put such a masculine shell on, which is beautiful and powerful, and it's going to serve this country well. But she is disconnected, and I think you can feel that from her authentic feminine.
I agree with that.
That's a great example, because we probably all can look at that example and relate to what you're saying. So that's part of your work, is helping somebody to balance those?
Yeah.
Yes, and to bring that up them? And use it in our – I mean, we need her feminine as much as we need her masculine.
Mm. Yeah, because yep. she has an incredible compassionate heart, and she cares a lot about people on a lot of levels, but sometimes that doesn't come across because I think she feels like she needs to be so strong. And I think that we're in a time where – yeah, astrologically, we're in a time where the feminine is coming back into balance with the masculine. And so this isn't about the feminine taking over from the masculine.
No.
It's about finding that balance. And I think that culturally and in relationships, everybody is looking for that balance, but they don't know really how to do that. And so the men don't want to collapse. They don't want to be weak, but they also don't want to be bombastic. The women don't want to be considered just a thing, an object in an intimacy. They want to actually be known as intelligent and smart and bright. They want to have that also considered and what they're saying respected. And so it's a really tricky new balance, I think, that, you know, we aren't in the old stereotypes anymore.
Right. Well, and to be fair to Hillary, she's been under a microscope, and anybody that's under a microscope for that amount of time is going to become a little lost in themselves just trying to figure it out. I mean,
I wouldn't want to be her.
Yeah.
No.
She is breaking new ground
for everybody
and mm-hmm. and she's doing a fantastic job. She's doing the best she can.
Right. But thank you for throwing that out, because it was an incredible example, and we get to use that again.
Yeah.
And I think it will be wonderful. I'm so excited that as to be in the space mm-hmm. where things are changing, because I see males who are there as being more protective without being.
It's a challenge as a woman. I mean, I'm a single mom. You're now a single mom. Working. And trying to be the best at all the parts of our lives. Mm-hmm. And you have to take charge. And then there's that level of not being too much, you know, balance. And I could see in relationships, yes, as you're saying, each partner is trying to figure out how to do that. It's a busy world. Kids are busy. Parents are busy. Work is busy. And how do you fit the role and still be that, circle hole energy with your partner?
And
so
in
it's a balance?
It is a balance. And in intimacy, the interesting thing is that balance, it creates a neutrality, and it pretty much kills intimacy.
Mm-hmm.
So when you're working together, when we may work together, when we take care of the kids together, there's a neutrality that works when you take on feminine mm. and masculine. We balance out. When we go into the bedroom, that's not going to work.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's where we'll teach them into come back and embody the masculine mm-hmm. and the woman to embody her full feminine. And that creates the arc of attraction, polarity. And then we take it deep into artful forms of divine communion. In fact, it's a spiritual practice.
The day to day process of things.
Exactly.
And being a single mom now, and I've been in and out of this process. It's so much easier to be a single parent than it is to be trying to drag along something that is just clearly not happening.
Because I always agree with myself.
Well, not for that, but as a mom, I can then now focus fully on my children and my work rather than the other things that are just, if it's just too broken. But I do think that as humans, we need each other. And so learning how to be in a space with another person where it does work and honoring ourselves as well as the other person enough to say this is or isn't working without destroying them.
Well, and I think that you have to work on polarity. You know, I think you have to work on polarity that when most women are at work, they're in their masculine. And then most men are at work and they're in their masculine. And then somebody comes home and somebody's got to switch, right? To create that sexual pull, somebody's got to switch. And so, you know, for me, I have to remember that, you know, I have a very strong masculine husband and I have a really strong masculine side. I run two corporations. So I like to make my own decisions, right? But you know, I need to go to Zumba. I need to do my ballet bar. I need to go get my bubble bath. I need to kind of drop into my feminine. And I have to really recognize that there's certain places that my husband is highly, highly competent as a man and to let him do those.
Plus, it's so much fun to be a woman.
It is. It really is.
You're agreeing, Jason, but it really is.
I was going to say, Jason agreed. I love it.
When I see a woman express that energy that you just did, it's beautiful. It's highly attractive.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Well, I'm feeling it too, Jason. Just want you to know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, good.
All right. So, again, they sign up at the website, which was?
JasonFSmith.com. Okay. And there's a landing page, and then you can go to the Shades of Intimacy link. There's a link right at the top.
And it's October 14, 15, 16 at
Friday,
Stillwater.
Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, right over the hill.
Is it all day?
Yep.
It is 10 to 10 all day. It's a deep dive.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
$300. That's a deal, though.
Per person.
Per person.
Deal.
Okay.
Yeah.
Excellent. Well, so Christy, what has been your most fun this week? This show today. During our show today.
During our show. Well, I think this conversation was great. I was actually a little nervous about this conversation.
Were you?
Yeah, I wasn't sure where we were going to go.
Well, we never are, but it just we wait and find out. We can only assume. And then what do you like to call it? The punt.
I didn't call it the punt.
That's the first
thing. I questioned the punt.
Bob and I were sitting there. We heard it.
You said punt.
Okay. All right. Would you like to thank our sponsors for us this morning?
I would love to. We're going to thank Utah Olympic Park, Squatters and Wasatch Brew Pub, Crandall Capital, New Park Town Center, Park City Mountain, San Francisco Designs, Berkshire Hathaway Home Services, Utah Properties, Utah Symphony, and Utah Opera.
And, of course, J-Dub will be back next week with Christy, and I know you both have got an amazing show lined up for everyone. Can you think of who it is off the top of your head?
Nope.
Well, good. Neither can I. Neither can I, so stay tuned because that will be happening. And what are you going to enjoy this weekend?
I think I'm going to go to Snow Basin and see Pimps of Joy Time, one of my kind of top-of-the-line favorite bands.
Cool. I actually have two events this weekend I'm going to, and they're biker events. Although I don't have a motorcycle, I'm going to be supporting the veterans at the American Legions for a biker event, and I'll be speaking there this weekend. I know, I'm glad I finally realized it was motorcycles because in my mind, as I was setting it up, I was thinking bicycles, not.
Don't wear the spandex shorts.
No. I think that those veterans would have realized, no. So are we ready for this, Bob?
Ready for that.
All right. And thank you very much, Bob Hendricks, for joining us this morning and helping us click all the right places.
Additional funding for programming on KPCW has been provided in part by Park City Bike Demos, Kearns Boulevard next to Adolph's, parkcitybikedemos.com. Long, Reimer, Weiniger, Bepler, Estate Planning, Family Law, lrw-law.com, and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, and listeners like you. KPCW Park City. We're now at 1 minute past 10 o'clock, time for news from NPR.